Good afternoon. The rain continues to fall across a good chunk of interior New York and New England, with some heavier bursts still coming down from time to time. A low pressure wave along the mid-Atlantic coastal plain is heading north and along the coast. At the same time, a trough of low pressure is digging into the Great Lakes. The two are teaming up to produce the unsettled weather over our region, which will last throughout the day. And the clouds and wet weather will keep our temperatures down. Most everyone will top out in the middle and upper 50s. The wind will be out of the southeast and off the water, and that will keep the moisture pumping in into the night tonight. As the system continues to pivot through, more showers during the overnight period, also areas of fog lowering the visibility as temperatures drop back into the 40s. With some energy left over top of us tomorrow morning and still some moisture around, scattered showers are likely for the first part of the day tomorrow before we see drier weather moving in the afternoon. However, only some breaks of sunshine as skies will remain mostly cloudy in the afternoon tomorrow, and the wind will pick up and become gusty out of the west with temperatures topping out in the upper 50s again. A break in the action on Thursday night and the first part of the day on Friday, but another weak disturbance will pivot through Friday afternoon into the day on Saturday, renewing the chance of showers in the region. Highs on Friday will be around 50 and mostly cloudy skies with the chance of showers Saturday, again near the 60-degree mark. We'll start to change the weather pattern again into the second half of the weekend as a ridge of high pressure begins to build in for Sunday. As a result, we'll have dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds with highs on the cooler side, lower to mid-50s, but will rebound into the lower 60s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. And with the ridge cresting over top of us on Tuesday, more sunshine and warm temperatures with highs breaking through to the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that storm moving up the eastern seaboard will produce showers and thunderstorms along the mid-Atlantic coast today, with heavy bursts of rain and some strong wind gusts. Despite sufficient upper-level energy, storms should remain below severe limits without much in the way of daytime heating. Meanwhile, a compact bundle of energy will move from the central plains toward the lower Mississippi Valley today, embedded within a larger-scale cyclonic flow across eastern North America. At the same time, a plume of 60-degree dew points will exist across South Texas, maintained by light southeasterly low-level winds. Thunderstorms are expected to form during the afternoon across the Rio Grande, with hail and strong wind gusts possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm near 60, Boston rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo rain with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 89 set in 2009, and the record low 23 in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the middle 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the middle to upper 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the middle 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, becoming quite breezy in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few late-day showers on Friday near 60. Still the risk of a shower Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Sunday, lower 60s with mostly sunny skies Monday, and more sunshine and into the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.